Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Matthew chapter 10, verse 34. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. So how was your Christmas dinner discussion? If your Christmas discussion went great, then be thankful for that. Some of you reading this possibly didn't have a very good Christmas discussion. I know that some of you out there found yourselves in a discussion about Christian truths and values. Some of you may even have found yourselves defending the Christmas message, the very reason for your gathering, against the attacks of your own families. Let's move this discussion away from the Christmas dinner table for a second. How have your Facebook discussions gone? Have you found yourself in a similar argument on the internet? At this time of Christmas, we often talk about peace and joy. The heart of faith finds these in the message of the gospel. When the world around us is crashing down, we find safety, security, and spiritual peace in the fortress of God's word. But why do we often find the exact opposite of peace and joy? Hatred and discord, seemingly everywhere. Didn't Jesus promise that he would bring peace to the earth? Yes, he did. He promised peace on earth between God and his believers. But that same Jesus also promised enmity and hostility between his people and the unbelieving children of Satan. In fact, when the believer lives according to the word, he often finds himself in conflict with others, even those who are closest to him. The words of Jesus in our passage above remind us that we can't expect peace and joy when we follow his commands. Instead, we can expect to get challenged every step of the way. In our schools and childcare centers, we are preparing the next generation to know God's word. We want our young ones to know Christ, but we also want them to make him known. That might put them in situations where they are hated, put down, and left feeling defeated. That's okay. Jesus promised the believer to expect exactly that. That is why we also teach our children to find refuge in the saving message of the gospel. We want them to remember the words, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.